Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elish Quinn. So today on the column, we're talking whiskey, or Arctic whiskey to be exact. A group of entrepreneurs is planning to launch a distillery in Norway's far north later this year. And joining us today to tell us more about this project is one of the people behind it, Roar Larsen. And he joins me on the line today from Trondheim, Norway. Hello, Roar Larsen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, hello. My pleasure.
Now, when most people think whiskey, the first things that will come to mind are Scotland or Ireland. Where did the idea even come from to create a whiskey in the north?
Well, actually, it's a lot because we have the same thoughts as you have. We think Scotland, Ireland, we think the Atlantic pounding the coast, Salt Bay, gales hitting the coast, etc. And we realized we had exactly the same situation where we were sitting on this small island out in the Arctic Sea. So this is quite a special place, actually. The island is called Myken, M-Y-K-E-N. It's quite tiny, only 2 kilometers long by 400 meters wide. So it's a small place, 50 houses, and only 7 people, actually, who lived there during last winter, which is quite a contrast from, say, 100 years ago when this was a huge fishing village with maybe 200 people there during the fishing season and 100 people the rest of the year. We are a bunch of enthusiasts, I guess we might call us, who are so much in love with this place that we wanted to find something to keep this community alive and kicking for more than just a month in the summer. So this is one of the plans that came up during our sort of brainstorming about what we could do on a remote island out in the North Atlantic and to make a living out of it.
But I think, you know, most of us that are outside of Norway, when we think of this sort of area of your country, we think fishing industry and things related to that. Setting up a distillery is a completely different project.
Well, yes, but also in that respect, we're also tying into the fishing industry, because the building that we'll be using for this distillery is an old fish processing plant, which was shut down a couple of years ago. And with nobody sort of on the horizon to start that up again, it was there for the taking, so to speak.
Tell us now a little bit about the product itself. You know, what is going to set it apart and sort of differentiate it in terms of everything else that's on the market in terms of the taste?
Yeah. It's always a bit risky to talk too much about the taste before we've actually made the product. But
of course,
I can tell you about what we aim to do, at least. Because this project comes out of two loves, I should say. One is a love for Myken, which I've already described to you, and the other is a love for high-quality single malt whiskies, which is the most exciting thing you can drink in our mind, at least. Norway has usually been sort of a cognac-drinking country, but we see that whiskey is gathering more and more followers in Norway, so the market is good. But I think the one thing that's going to stand out and sort of make this different from all the other whiskeys out there is that we, I think, will be the only distillery in the world making our whiskey from desalinated seawater. So we're taking the water straight out of the Arctic Ocean, just outside the distillery, taking salt out and then making that water into whiskey. We think it's going to be very, very exciting. And we think it will have an impact on the taste, but so will the storage conditions that we have with salt spray, seaweed, the whole ocean basically pounding on the door of the distillery during the worst storm. We are going to have some of the characteristics that you will find in Scottish single malts from their west coast, where they have some of the same weather conditions. But perhaps knocking it up one notch, making it even more influenced up where we are, because we are so much further north, just north of the Arctic Circle, and which also means, of course, that we will have the midnight sun baking our barrels of whiskey during the summer, and the aurora shining down on them in the winter, which might not make too much difference physically, but will add to the mystique and the interest, I think, around this product.
And what were some of the challenges in putting this together? And what are some of the challenges going ahead in setting up a product like this in the far north and then getting it out there to the market?
I think the main challenge is that when you make whiskey, you are going to have to wait at least 3 years from making it until you can put it on the market. That's the regulation. It has to sit in oak barrels for at least 3 years. So there's a huge time gap between making the investment and then perhaps reaping some rewards later on. But we've seen such a huge amount of interest in this project now over the last few weeks since we started talking about it, that we decided that we have to start releasing some products already next year, just after we have started up and gotten our skills running. So we are also planning to make an Arctic gin that we can sell more or less immediately.
And in terms of the whiskey itself, how far along are you in developing the product in terms of its name and, you know, deciding what kind of customer you're going to be targeting with it?
Well, it's still early days, but we have lots of ideas for quite a few fancy and funny names. But they're all going to be sold under the sort of generic name of Mekin Whiskey. And we'll have our different expressions touching upon the local geography, the old histories and stuff. There's a lot of cultural baggage, shall we say, to dig into and use for this purpose. So we have local artists who we think can contribute, making very special labels for us, etc. So it's going to be something that involves quite a large part of the community, we think.
Well, Roar Larson, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this. And we'll have to check in with you later on once things are up and running.
Sounds very good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.